Someone asked me what he should do. He's a Bechor, he's the firstborn. And on Erev Pesach, his plane is landing in Israel at about 9 a.m. So he's going to miss any possible Siyum, and he's not in a position to learn to make a Siyum. So that was the question. So there's a bit of a background as to what the nature of Tanis Bechorim is, and why are we so lenient when it comes to making siyumim? We don't find when it comes to other fasts that we are simply get out of them by simply making a siyum. Now, in Orach Chaim, Siman Tuf Ayin, Seif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes that the firstborn's fast in Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains it's Zecher L'Neis, it's to commemorate the miracle that the firstborns were saved from the plague of the firstborns. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Yud that there are places that the firstborns have a custom to be lenient to eat with the Sudas Mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that this is our custom in many places to be lenient and to eat with the Sudas Siyum Masechet, with a meal that's celebrating the end of a Masechet. And even if the firstborns themselves did not learn the Masechet, nevertheless, since there's a Messiah, someone finishing the Masechet, and that's a Sudas Mitzvah, they can join together, and that's sufficient. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tuf Ayin Sif Hey wonders why. What's the basis for this minhag? He writes, "Omnam Ata Zeh Kama Doro Shemekilim Legamri B'Tanis Bechorim." Now that for many generations we've been completely lenient with the fast of the firstborns, V'Ayinu B'Siyum Masechta. With the Siyum Masechta, V'lo Levad Halomed, El HaBachorim Miskab Simtzavim, HaMisayim. And not only the one who learns it, but the firstborns gather around the one who finishes. U'Misayim Mimon, they finish with him. V'Ochlim, they eat. Mispashit Tzebachol Medinos. And this custom spread among all our communities. V'Ein Yodua, Me'ayin Lohem Lohakim. And it's not known from what's the source of them being lenient, Kokach, so much. Imlo Shenemar, unless we say, She Demipa'as Chalishus, Hador vaTorach Rav beErev Pesach vaAchilas Maror Gamkin in a Yofel Lebrius. That because the weakness of the generation and people are very busy on Erev Pesach and also eating Maror is also perhaps not healthy, so it's not so healthy as well. So to fast also with this is very difficult. V'lachen Yachshevu Esatzmam Keilu Keinam Yichom Lisado. So the society has defined themselves, or many people have considered themselves, that they're not really able to fast. Furthermore, says Aruch HaShulchan, Lefisha b'gemar lo nizkar klal mizdev gam Yerushalmi, that this custom to fast is not found in the Talmud Bavli or the Talmud Yerushalmi. Hamaskarat ein tzarich li'sa'anos v'ena ela minhag al pi Masechet Sofrim. It's a custom based on Masechet Sofrim. So therefore, lo michu chachmei hador b'zeh. That's why the sages of the generation not protest society who basically decides that we're going to not fast and we're just going to do a siyum. Rav Shachter wrote a tshuva during the COVID-19 pandemic regarding Tanis Bechorim, and he cited the tshuva that Rav Henkin wrote in Gvuras Eliyahu or Achayim Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, that he writes that the minhag of the firstborns to fast, lo kayam bizmanenu. It's not observed in our day. Shekavar nagu akol, shakol mishtatu misyum esechet, v'lo misadim. That the custom is that everyone joins together with the siyum esechta, they don't fast. V'ilu hoyachiv lisanos. And if there was an actual obligation to fast, lo yasim shosim etzlinim maspik la'atir achila. Then if there was a real bona fide obligation to fast, and the siyum that we make would not be sufficient to allow eating. Ho ve'ein osim be'emet sudas mitzvah, because we don't even do a sudas mitzvah. Elarak mixas mizonos amitz tapuzim v'chadomah. Because what do people eat? They eat some mizonos, they eat some orange juice. And so he, Rav Henkin, actually writes that mina nochon liftos atanis bitzdakah. He thinks you should give tzedakah in order to redeem the fast. And the Rav Shachter writes that uchedome li shebeshanim Ketikunam harbe tasim lahoream al pesach vehe b'matos o b'stehat ufa b'boker b'yedaled nisad. So Reshachter writes that many people, they're traveling to their family and they find themselves in the airport or on a plane on the morning of the 14th. Uchvar nahag lishtatif derech ha-telefon b'siyum. So he says that many people are lenient to another leniency because it's a very lenient fast that they join together with the siyum by way of the telephone. And obviously during the COVID-19 pandemic, that's what everyone did. That's what people did during the COVID-19 pandemic. So certainly, if someone's in a position where they can't be at a siyum personally, so they can rely on being present by telephone, listening to the siyum. And there's a discussion, Piskei Tshuvos has a whole discussion, in Or HaChaim Siyum Tafayef Ost Yud Alef, if indeed you need pas, bread for this siyum, or just bizonos, or just even fruit, peros. And there are a lot of different practices here. And he says there's what to rely on, even if they don't have bread or mizonos, they even have mine targima, which is not clear what that means exactly, but it might even be just some kind of fruits, some kind of desserts, or some kind of fruits, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the siyum. So the truth is that for this individual, though, he's stuck on the plane. He might not get to a siyum. So what I actually recommended to him, I said that many people are finishing Maseches Nazir this week, so he should ask his son-in-law, who's visiting, to ask around and find someone who's doing the Daf Yomi and finishing Maseches Nazir, and ask him, for one person, not to make a siyum until Erev Pesach at whatever time this person lands in Israel, and either make the siyum by phone or in person so that this person can eat. The truth is, there's even if you can't find a siyum, there's ample grounds to be lenient. Ideally, you should try to be present at a siyum. Worst comes to worst, by phone. But if you're in a situation where you can't make a siyum, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Ayin Sif Katan Beis writes, Im Chash Berosho Be'enav, Ain't Tarech Lisanav, so someone's not feeling well, he doesn't need to fast. And he writes also, V'chei Nira O Deva'adam Shetanis Kachalo, V'achar Tanis Ein Yochel Lechol Rak Devarm Kalim, U'vishir Mu'ad Mo'od. And very often what happens that with a person, if the fast is difficult for him, but after the fast, he will only able to eat some light foods and only a small amount. V'karva Davar Sh'ayidezeh Lo Yuchal L'kayim Achilatz Matzah Mar Shtiyas Dal Kosos Kitikunam. And then what might happen is that he won't be able to eat the matzah and the maror. If you fast the whole day, he won't be able to eat the matzah or the maror, drink the four cups. Mutav shalei sanos. Better not to fast. Kadeshi kaya mitzvahs halala kitikunam. Then better not fast so you can fulfill all the mitzvahs of the night appropriately. He writes, though, in this case, if you can't find a siyum, and you're not going to experience Seder night and do all the mitzvahs, he says, okay, but on Erev Pesach, just eat mina tagima, eat some fruits, don't eat a lot. But again, you can rely on the siyum with the phone if you can't be present. Try to learn, if you can, try to make a siyum, the secha, but if you can't, there's grounds to be lenient if you feel it's going to ruin your whole Seder night if you cannot find a siyum.